Formal, who had extracted an object from his stomach where he had been hit, held it out to them.
No, no, Roy, Skip. Look at you. Hold still, missy.
Skipper swiftly removed something from the side of Perrett's neck. He compared all three before giving a verdict.
These are thorns from a gorse bush. Even though you ain't mistaken, they're tipped with some sort of juice. No bee could have done that. We was shot at.
Drink whispered back.
Shot at? By who?
The other chieftain unwound the sling from about his lithe waist.
Oh, you know, mates, Roy aims to find the rascal. Stop here and don't stir till he gets back. Oh, and Miss Perrett, bees live in hives. They don't make nests.
Skipper vanished into the trees like a wraith of smoke on the breeze, sometimes crouching, crawling on his stomach, alternately hiding behind tree trunks or any available shelter. The otter hunted their foe. He was close to the spot where they had previously stopped when he heard the voice, low and grumbly. Immobile, Skipper watched from the shelter of a sycamore. There the creature was, holding a conversation with herself, wagging a blowpipe at her surroundings. A small, scraggly, thin hedgehog, with prickles greyed by age. She was adorned with stems of sphagnum moss, and garlanded by belts, necklaces, and bracelets of dead bee husks, all strung together. From his vantage point, the otter listened to her tirade.
Let me must do thee a painful lesson. No beast trespassed on Bard Apis land, you see. They scream with pain. They run away. That's how it should be, you see.
She danced off, laughing to herself. However, her joy was short-lived. As the skinny hog jigged her way past the sycamore, she was caught by Skipper Rogus. A looped sling landed neatly about her neck, and the javelin prodded her in the back. The otter bellowed at his prisoner.
Move a single spike, and it won't be no gorse thorn that'll strike you. It'll be my javelin.